The Rancor's Brothel presents. A Dungeons & Dragons campaign.
Out of the Abyss.
Yep, you guys are all good, ready to go.
Labyrinth time.
Somebody make me a survival check.
That probably should be me.
One person or everybody?
I don't know. It can be either a group roll or it can be one person.
You should let me do it.
Yeah, I vote.
Is that a high enough roll?
I vote Shredder because we can blame him when he fucks it up.
Well, I mean, it's an 8 on the die, so yeah, it's an 18.
You got a big plus. You're fine.
Okay, yeah. You guys make your way in. You're able to figure out the direction from the map and stay pretty much on track.
I lick my finger.
There's no fucking wind at all.
No, he just can't feel it because it's fucking metal.
No, he goes to lick it and there's just a clink. And
ting.
It's a drop of oil.
I mean, I can tune a piano with this.
If he rubs the metal together, it might be magnetic.
For part of time's his sake, finger. I could give you that. At least for one round.
We didn't make a decision when we talked earlier. Do you want this?
What is this?
What is it?
People at home?
Waffly?
No. The Shield Guardian?
Oh. I don't know that I can do anything differently. We'll worry about that later.
Okay.
We'll research that.
Okay.
Are you wearing the It's a necklace of adaptation, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Then you got to pick between that and the Shield Guardian.
That's kind of part of why I brought it up.
Okay.
But it requires attunement, right?
Mm-hmm.
Does it require attunement for the Shield Guardian?
I don't know.
I don't think it does. Because if it does, we've been playing this wrong the whole time.
I feel like it didn't, because that was one of the cool things about it.
Correct.
Yeah.
It's just whoever possesses it.
Right.
So it would have been funny then if I would have went the other kind of
you put a can
artificer and had two different different basically Shield Guardians. Plus my homunculus servant.
You'd be like a mob boss.
Yeah.
I come to you.
I don't see anything about attunement.
Yeah, I know. There's not attunement.
I guess I'll take it then.
Okay.
You know, there's one feature to it that you never used that I'm shocked.
What's that?
The bound. The bound ability.
What's that?
If the guardian is within 60 feet of the amulet's wearer, half of any damage the wearer takes, rounded up, is transferred to the guardian.
Where's that at?
The last sentence of bound.
I don't think it's on the character sheet that you gave me, so I didn't realize that was a thing.
What character sheet did I give you?
I'm working on it.
But yeah, regeneration, spell storing, and bound are the abilities of that creature.
Cool.
So either way, you're taking the Shield Guardian?
Yeah.
Okay. Because you can only have one amulet.
And it like thematically like just sort of fuses with me.
Yeah. You got an arc reactor now.
Yeah.
You should.
It's Iron Man and War Machine.
You guys roll well on the survival check. You go through the first part of the labyrinth.
Bound is not on here. That's why I didn't realize that was a thing. Oh, I lied. It is on there.
Scroll down.
Sure about that, Lucas?
I don't think it would have mattered much because you're not typically the target of much damage.
I don't know. We just never played that way.
I don't know. We just never read the book before. Why? I mean, I didn't know I was supposed to.
Hey,
it goes ritual work. Oh, shit.
I keep getting distracted.
I know if you got that.
Yeah, we keep distracting on purpose.
I know. It's your job.
Used to do this to substitute teachers, and then we just got nothing done.
Makes for good content.
Did you get that message?
Yeah.
Okay. There you go.
Sweet.
So, you guys roll good on your survival check. You get through the first part of the labyrinth. I rolled for random encounters and bullshit like that. There's not much in the first part.
Is there a worm that talks to us?
Do we want to rest before we go into the labyrinth?
Did you say hello? No, I said hello, but close enough.
I think
Let's
we should.
Part two happen. Let's see what happens in part two. What's part two?
You haven't healed.
I know.
The first part is, it looks like abandoned mine tunnels. Somebody give me a history check or something like that.
History is actually really good.
26.
21.
The 26 definitely gets it. This area was mined out by dwarves originally, like surface dwarves.
Oh, they mined too deep.
Yeah, that's
fucking Balrog.
Pretty much what happened here. The deeper they went, the more things got weird. As you guys are making your way in here, you notice that the Fairsrest is thick as shit in here.
Mm-hmm.
Any spell casting you do is say again.
He said two C's. As in thick.
Thick. Dummy thick.
Any spell casting you do in
make
here
that Fares Res clap, Jeff.
Yeah, is going to be rolled with the Fares Res.
He's got more things to Google when he gets home.
Just get on Instagram. You don't need to Google anything.
You move through the tunnels. You find some that come down to barely big enough for you guys to crawl through. Your shield guardian actually has problems getting through there, but will eventually be okay. You lead them through safe paths, and then you come to where the tunnels change. They go from old mines into an entrance. And on both sides of this entrance is piles of heads.
Like skulls?
No, heads.
Fresh heads?
Some fresh, some have been there for a while.
Varying creatures, races?
Varying creatures, people. Races. You see a lot of gnolls.
A lot of gnolls.
Before we proceed, I'm going to build a cannon.
I'm just going to pop the tower and we can just sleep it off. I don't know.
If there's, I mean, that is an option.
How long did it take us to get here? Is it days worth of travel?
I think technically, no, because the point that you're to right now is on the outskirts.
Okay.
The entrance is covered in basically graffiti, written in different languages.
Matt was here.
Huh?
Matt was here.
No.
W-U-Z.
What languages does everybody speak?
Common, Dwarvish, Undercommon.
Okay.
Common, Elvish, Undercommon.
Okay.
Common, Primordial, Druidic, Abyssal, Undercommon.
He wins.
Abyssal. You definitely get the gist of what's being said on here.
Banksy did it.
The tiefling throwing a balloon or something, I don't know.
You see things alluding to the stupid.
But it's stupid because it's fucking intelligent. Love Banksy's art.
You good?
No, I'm not. Have you met me?
He forgot to add his modifier. Go ahead.
You find the gist of the graffiti points to that this is the spiral of the Horned King.
Gotcha. So that's the first red dot.
Yeah, yeah. That's what we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
Well,
we're trying to determine if the dots were like the entirety of the hex,
yeah,
or not.
A single location,
because the hexes don't really show up on the map inside the map itself.
Right. No, the dots are individual locations.
Gotcha. Okay.
Like the spiral of the Horned King is the entrance into the lower labyrinth.
Wait, how big is a hex on this map? Is there a legend that
8 miles? No, it's 24 miles.
24 yeah. miles per hex.
Oh. Yes.
You only get one shot.
No, we get three. So it's 24.
Yeah, 24.
How many hexes?
Three opportunities.
You walk in a day, then?
Mom's spaghetti.
It takes you 3 days to walk one hex.
So then it's taken us more than a day to get here from where
no.
we started.
From Neverlight Grove, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
From the tower that we just took with us?
No, the tower was just outside where the tunnels started.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Now we should probably erect your tower.
And rest.
And rest.
Okay. Yep.
I can, boom, I say the word Mimsy. No, it's not Mimsy. What is it?
Boondockle. That's not what the word is, though.
Brillig. Poof, we have a tower.
Is there enough room in here for the tower?
It's also, isn't that a word?
It's only 40 feet tall.
From the Jabberwocky?
It is.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Earlier, I was looking at you. I gave you the, like, I know this fucking word. I can't remember what
so
it's from.
So is Mimsy, I believe.
Yeah.
I looked them up at one point. Yeah, they are from the Jabberwock.
The last Mimsy was a child's film from like 2006.
Yes.
Which actually wasn't that bad of a movie.
So can we step in and make dinner?
Yeah.
I'm sure with the kitchenette, I can whip up something delicious.
I bet you could.
So, logistics question. How many people are you bringing with you? Is it just you guys and the Shield Guardian?
And the other thing.
Oh, the Modron?
Yeah.
Okay.
At least.
I think that's fair.
I think that we should probably bring like a small honor guard for the Modron. Like 3 or 4 guys.
But I think this is the point where if we're going to turn anybody back, we should turn people back to
correct.
Go, you know, back to the source of the mines. It's going to be dangerous.
Yeah.
Set up picket.
From this point in, shit's going to get weird.
Did you plant a tree or anything?
We didn't need to because there's one in Neverlight. So at the very least, we can set up a picket line back to Neverlight. Because I felt like the distance from Neverlight Grove to the opening of...
It's about 3 hexes.
Which is significantly less than...
Yes.
I mean,
it
like
is significantly less three than less any
is,
other...
3 less is like from Araj to the worm caves.
Yeah.
Like, it's roughly the same.
Okay. It's several days walking, but...
Yeah. I would think that that's what we would be doing. Okay. If I'm wrong...
As long as you have a plan.
I always have a plan.
So you've got 2 or 3 guys guarding the Modron.
Yeah.
You've got the Modron, and you've got you guys and the Shield Guardian.
Yes.
We have 3 guys who've been told that they need to be body shields for the Modron.
Okay. Which ones?
Lord's Alliance, because we fucking hate those guys. No, I don't know how many of those are left. I don't remember what we do have left and don't have left.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You lost like half of them.
Yeah, we lost a bunch. I would assume that we would be using Emerald Enclave.
Okay.
The scout people.
That's fine.
People who can see shit and actually have loyalty. Because the Lord's Alliance were the cocksuckers who none of us liked and we barely got to come with us anyway.
Right. Okay. So you guys are resting. You doing anything?
How much can I heal?
You go back up to max.
Okay. Then if there are any long lasting effects.
Not that I saw, no. I mean, I can check.
We're good.
You got me down to 57, Jeff.
It's not bad.
Well, that first round sucked because you weren't raged.
Correct.
Yeah. Holding it for a round helped a lot, even though you didn't hit it.
If I'd have hit it, it wouldn't have lasted very long.
Oh, yeah, no, you know, roll better.
Statistically unlikely, yeah, it just happens.
The reduction lasts until you finish a short or long rest.
Oh, okay.
So it was basically done.
Kira takes the nicest, comfiest bed she can find and claims it as her own.
She takes the wizard's
torture
bed.
Rack.
Yep.
He said the torture rack.
This will do.
You've been laying there for a while, right?
I assume the Modron hooks up to it like a Roomba or something. It docks.
It's docking with
who? Is it dock or part?
Would we understand that the password is the only way to unlock the doors, or?
Yeah, they are magically sealed unless they are magically opened.
Okay.
So, like, once we come in, they automatically magically seal back?
No, the word opens and closes them. So,
oh, so you just need to say the word
again when you're inside, and gotcha. It seals the door.
What I mean, with something like knock?
No, I don't believe knock works on it. You'd have to look it up in the DMG or on Google, but I'm pretty sure it specifically talks about knock in it. Something could break down the door if it really tried to.
Sure,
but it's adamantine.
Like a demon lord that's twice the size of the tower. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So we're resting and cooking food and sleeping. Is there anything anybody needs to do prior to exploration?
Well, I got a bunch of fun stuff I can do if people, you know.
Yeah, before we walk out the doors, is there anything you'd like to do?
Need some things?
That wasn't aimed at you at all.
So,
do you want to tell everybody what you are?
I am an artificer, an artillerist specialist.
Haven't you tried this before?
No.
I thought you did Artificer once.
No. Nope.
You're thinking of Flynn.
Oh, Flynn did.
In the Arcane One-Shots. who played an artificer artillerist.
I kept meaning to bring that back up, and it just never happened. When I moved into Josh's, I just didn't have time. Yep. Not really a good place to record.
So,
surprisingly, that doesn't get picked up.
Yeah. Before our rest, I will, or hell, halfway through it, because I don't need to rest as long as you guys.
You probably don't have to sleep at all, do you?
I still have to do the four hours.
4 hours, like an elf? Okay.
But I'm technically still awake.
Got you. Just kind of shut down for a minute. Got a Roomba.
I am going to
stand by.
Infuse a pair of boots to be boots of the winding path. And then I've been whittling an arcane focus, which I'm also going to enhance.
Enhance.
It's a zoom and enhance.
Also my shield.
Normal shield, special shield.
It becomes a special shield. I think. The returning weapon. Yeah, that's right.
Ooh, nice.
So after that, I can, the next day, so basically four times a day, I can create infusions. Part of that is I can make a specific list of replicable magic items. But I don't know how much time we want to necessarily spend on that, but there's like...
It was a shit ton of shit.
Yeah.
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 How long does it take to do them? Is it like normal crafting or...
Yeah, I think so.
Normal crafting works on a certain amount of gold per day.
Fusion works with certain kind of objects. Specified on fusion requires attunement. You return, blah, blah. Means I'm differently.
Good news is we got plenty of gold.
That is true.
It says you can touch a non-magical object and imbue it with one of your infusions.
Oh, okay. So it just has to be.
But
you just got to touch mundane boots, and all of a sudden there's
You replicate a particular magic item. You can learn this magical multiple times.
Do you have to have the magic item or have touched it or something?
No, he just has to have the non-magical item and touch it to imbue it. Right?
Well, it says this infusion is called Replicate Magic Item. Using this infusion, you replicate a particular magic item. What does that mean?
How many items are you attuned
doesn't
to?
Specify
you replicate a magic item out of the DMG.
But I mean...
So you have a staff, you touch it, and you replicate an item.
So it doesn't specify that you have to have...
So you got one
touched.
Left?
I think so.
I'm assuming. I haven't read it.
Well,
the previous item.
Some of these items... it has to be a non-magical item that you are making one of these
magical
items.
No, yeah, no. But it doesn't seem to specify that you have to have at least attuned to the previous magic item to replicate it.
No, not at all.
That's what I was trying to figure out.
But you have to attune to all of your infusions?
No, I don't. Like, I can make something that requires attunement, but I don't have to attune to it.
How long does a Liam infusion last?
But forever. But whoever uses it has to attune.
Correct.
Yeah.
Just so you know... Barbarian has an open attunement slot.
So,
how many items can you attune to?
Me? Four right now.
Four.
Okay. And I am using three slots. No, wait a minute. I figured this out. Yeah. No, I think I'm using all four now.
Yeah, you just added one with your shield.
No, the shield doesn't require attunement.
Oh, okay.
The boots, my focus, the flame sword. I think that's it for now. Yeah. So... Yeah, I don't know if people want to look at these and...
Have you looked at those?
No.
There's a lot of cool shit in there. That was just one that when I saw it, I was like, oh, the barbarian should have that.
Not a bad call, no.
So, I don't know how much time we want to dedicate to this, but we would also have to find these things to make magic, so...
Well, you have, like, magical crafting powers and shit, don't you?
It's true. Yeah.
So you can make mundane items pretty easily.
Correct. Sure.
You could also just touch the boots that the person's wearing already, the mundane ones.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
So, yeah, you can figure that out now if you want to give Kira a magic item, or we can do it later on and whatever.
It takes me a quarter of the amount of normal time for crafting and half as much gold.
There you go.
So, do you have any... I mean, there's non-attunement items there, too.
I looked at it during the day today. I'm not necessarily... Nothing jumps at me like, I need this over what I've got. You could also look to see if any of those items are better than the ones you currently have.
As far as crafting goes, I believe it's 100 gold per day. Or no, I think it's 50 gold per day. So whatever the cost of the item is, you cut that in half. Or you cut that by a quarter? Is it a quarter of the time?
A quarter of the time. Cost? And half the cost.
Half the cost. So you cut the cost in half. And however much that price is, that's how many days it takes.
So then could you just
and
like...
And then you divide that by four because right. you do it in a quarter
But
time.
It's only mundane items, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So I couldn't be like, can you make me the +4 shield? No, because it's not a mundane item.
No, I can make you a shield.
I've already got a shield, though.
Okay. Magic.
Protection. And yeah, but don't you have to do that on your own? I thought you were doing that to your shield.
I'll have to read it again. I know I can't have multiple of the same.
There's not a shield item, I don't think, in the...
No, but I can... I don't have... I'll have to see if I can do the same... Pretty sure I can do the same infusion multiple times.
Mm,
okay. I just can't currently... I can't hold...
You can only hold 4 attuned items.
But I mean, I can't have the same...
You can't get the same bonus twice.
I can't have the same infused item twice. So I can't have 2...
Right, so plus, like you can't do your shield and then my shield.
Or I can't do my shield and my armor.
Right, gotcha.
But I'm going to make goggles of night for myself.
Okay.
I have some of those.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Because do you have dark vision?
No.
Do you want some?
I can, but I typically stick to the guy who radiates light.
Yeah, just...
I would rather you give him boots of jumping than give me goggles. But you can always make goggles and then it just becomes that item, right? Is it only for 24 hours that it replicates? Or is that a long-term object?
It's permanent.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
Okay, well then, yeah, fucking make me goggles.
Or until I... Yeah.
Yeah, next time you have the opportunity.
But you can only have so many infusions made at once, right?
I can do 4. I can basically do 4 a day, 4 per long rest. I can do 4 infusions per long rest.
Right, but I thought there was a cap on how many you could have created at once.
I'll have to read that. Okay. I don't know. Oh, yes.
8?
8, yeah.
Oh, okay.
That was that whole...
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
So, I have 4. So, you guys can each have 1. An item, if you want.
Yeah, I guess dark vision probably makes the most sense to add since I don't have it. Which makes no sense for turtles to not have.
That's dark a lot, I mean,
they're amphibians.
The Triton,
you have to see in the dark water.
The Tritons originally didn't.
Yeah.
And they changed it when they came out with that.
It's fine though.
But it's like whatever. you can survive in the deepest depths of the ocean, but you can't fucking see.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Pressure, no problem. Sight. Big problem. So whatever the cost of goggles of night are is what you're saying is
how many days
determines how long it takes.
No, because all you're going to do is craft a pair of goggles.
Correct.
Right.
A mundane pair of goggles.
But I mean, still same thing. Like whatever. I'm sure
that you could craft a pair of goggles in a day.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's not an issue.
Mm-hmm.
You could do it in a matter of hours or whatever.
Yep. Cool.
And then you just imbue it by touching it.
What are Tinker's tools exactly?
It's...
What you use with Tinker toys?
Like clockwork and stuff like that.
Okay. That makes sense.
Okay. Cool.
I do have thieves' tools as well, so if we ever need to do any thieving things, lockpicking.
I think you got a particular spell we've talked about that's more important than your thieving tools.
Well, yeah, but this does that without a spell.
Yeah, if you can use it in good fashion. Is that a thing you can do?
Yeah. Yeah, I started with thieves and tinker's tools, and then basically got 2 other sets of tools I can get proficient in. So
cool. All right.
So you guys rest up.
Yeah.
Yes.
Lucas, you good?
All right.
Yeah, I know. I've glanced at the list before anyway. It sounds like Troy already has a plan, which sounds like a good plan, so I'm willing to roll with it, see what Trogdor can come up with.
Yeah, I'll read through Artificer after tonight, but I don't think there's
anything crazy from what I've looked at.
Yeah.
I don't know how much is left on that. I don't know what time we started.
It was after 7.
Was it 10:30?
Yeah,
it's 10:30.
Yeah, we're good. We didn't start till almost 8.
I know we sat here for like 40 minutes eating cake or pie. And
so you get out, you shrink the tower down. I thought about asking when you said the word to make the tower grow, what were you doing with it? Did you set it on the ground and walk away from it, or did you hold it in your hand? But
he swallowed it.
Yeah. Yeah. You know that
he just stood over it.
Next to it, when it grows, you get the shit beat out of you.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah.
No, he throws it like Rita Repulsa. Make my tower grow.
You know, exactly I was reading about it, and I thought this would be a great ranged weapon.
Yeah, I've thought about that.
Like I said, Josh and those assholes I played with back in the day would buy a bunch of things like this, and then force other characters to eat them. They do that with like tree tokens and shit.
Yep.
And then they say the magic word, which sprouts the 100-foot-tall, 10-foot-wide tree out of their digestive system.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that this has something written in it that you can't do that.
Like, imagine if he turned that sideways and made a strength roll and just hurled it at his target.
Yeah.
And then said the word in motion. It's going to continue its momentum, but grow exponentially.
No. It stops once it grows.
That's no...
It is locked in place.
I want Troy to fire it out of a cannon, and then we'll say the magic word when it's halfway to the castle, and we smash the castle walls with our own castle.
It'd be cool.
It'd be real cool.
It would be, so long as you read the object and make sure you know what you're doing.
Nope.
You just got to make sure you get the fucking object over top of whatever it is you're throwing it at. Just wait 2 more seconds.
Oh, there's an idea. Catapult that sumbitch straight up in the air.
Yeah.
Drop it from the sky.
Can't be destroyed. It's adamantine.
It goes from being valued in first edition at 27,500. Second edition down to 7,000. Third edition up to 55,000. Fourth edition up to 325,000. And fifth edition, 5,000. Like, how does some fucking inflation?
Fourth edition was a low magic setting. Because they were in the middle of the spell plague. Mm. So magic items were super fucking rare in fourth edition.
We really just need Nexus back to fly over the target, drop it, and then turn it on.
Yeah, I think it has to be on the ground sitting before you can activate it. So you can throw it in the middle of a crowd and blow it out. It has
launch
to be
a motherfucker straight up and just throw it in between his legs.
Could be.
Boom.
Set it on the ground between a giant's legs.
No. You read that spell. I bet I can come up with something that's bullshit that will work.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
Take a squat. Shoot that sumbitch right up his ass.
Yeah.
No. I still want to drop it.
Knock or the nor the chime of opening would work on opening.
Knock will?
No. Won't.
Oh.
Knock nor the chime of opening. Yeah.
That's what I thought it said.
Cool.
So awesome. You guys rest up. You're ready to go, right?
Sure. Yeah, I think so.
Sweet. Your way forward is through the entrance to the spiral of the Horned King. Yeah, that's
the only way
out
is through.
Yep.
How late y'all want to go tonight?
It's 10:30.
Yeah. How late do you want to go?
I'm just asking. I don't give a shit. I'm just asking you.
Okay.
We're good, man. Now. We're good.
So. You guys start moving in. A lot of the same kind of tunnels. There's a lot more wide open areas. There's a lot of places that just, like, the tunnel keeps going, but the ground disappears ahead of you.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of chasms. Some of these chasms, when you get to them and look down, you see red light, and you feel intense heat coming out of them. You're pretty sure that there are open lava vents somewhere down in this area.
Sorry.
You finally die like the real Terminator.
No, I'm... I prepared a spell specifically hoping for we'd run into something.
Okay.
Sweet. As you guys go on, Mm-hmm. Not in. Make a perception check.
Nineteen.
Pretty much everybody can hear it. You hear shuffling footsteps coming down the tunnel ahead of you.
Shuffling like.
Shuffling like step drag. One set.
Can I make an insight check?
Heavy or like grandma?
No.
3 a.m. in her slippers? Like, what are we
doing?
Does grandma have a club foot? Why is grandma going step drag, Lucas?
Maybe.
You see a knoll coming towards you.
A knoll.
A knoll.
There were a lot of knoll heads outside of the entryway.
Oh, did he say that?
Yeah.
Pile of heads, most of them were knoll.
Yeah, yeah.
How wide is the path that we're on?
You're in a 15-foot tunnel.
Perfect.
Oh. How are you guys going to react?
What does the knoll appear to be doing?
Shuffling along. And it sees you and stops.
How?
Do you do?
Ohio. Do you do?
Ohio, Kangangwa. Ohio, Kangangwa. I don't want to watch that movie.
Once you try and talk to it, it like its whole demeanor goes from, oh shit, do I need to run, to complete supplication.
We're not worthy.
You're right, mate.
None of you speak Knoll, right?
No, I speak Undercommon. Does that get me anything?
Nope. I know Schroeder will understand the other language. I'm wanting to make sure nobody knows Knoll.
No.
Negative.
Okay. It starts gibbering,
not again,
crawling man. Forward, very like a dog who is head down trying to come in
to
the alpha.
Beat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, trying to get his head cut off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eventually, it switches language. It goes to abyssal.
Okay.
And you get what's being said. He's powerful masters. Don't kill. Oh my god, I can't remember.
Don't kill Unga.
What?
Don't
what are
kill
Unga Lunga?
Gnolls are like Jekyll-like things, right?
Hyena, yeah.
Yeah, hyena.
Don't kill Fido.
Is there a particular reason they know abyssal?
Maybe the demon lords that are rolling around.
I mean, I don't know if that's a specific Knoll thing or.
Well, there's a specific. Isn't there a Knoll-ish?
Don't kill Gash.
Isn't there a Knoll like demon lord?
Yes.
Yeah. Yinigu. Who's in the labyrinth?
Yinigu.
Yinigu.
Don't be googling that term either.
You guys learned about the demon lords, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Knolls were created by Yinigu.
Okay. Yeah.
Knolls are hyenas that were fed the leavings of the corpses of the things he killed, and by eating them, they turned into these humanoid creatures.
Gaia.
Since the originals, they've bred and they're their own race now,
right?
But they all have this primal connection to the demon lord,
right?
And there are still hyenas being changed.
Gotcha.
I mean, that's still a thing that goes on.
I would reiterate what he's saying to the group.
I also speak Abyssal.
Oh, okay.
Oh, sweet. He's begging. He is Smeagol.
So do we think that Yinigu is here or whatever?
We know Yinigu's in the labyrinth.
Does he happen to be a horned king?
I don't know. Is Yinigu a horned king? I would assume not.
No, that would be the other one that is in the labyrinth.
The Minotaur.
The Minotaur.
Minotaur.
Baphomet.
Baphomet, yeah.
So is he supplicating?
At the name of Baphomet, Gash cringes.
Notice you're dragging your foot there.
Yes, he is horribly scarred.
Who, did Baphomet do that to you?
His minions.
Which we are. Rawr.
No, the Minotaur.
She says in common. Going like this.
How far away are his minions?
They're all over. They're all over the labyrinth.
Do you know any secret ways around the labyrinth?
Where are you going?
What is it we need?
Well, we would like to investigate the maze engine for outside of main quest things.
Right.
But we need to find the feathers of an angel within the labyrinth. Six of them.
You're looking for the gallery.
Yes.
Your map is marked Gallery of Angels.
Gotcha. Yes. Yeah.
Well, for some reason, I thought we needed Baphomet blood or something.
We
need like
the heart
that.
No, we already got the ooze.
Some other creature.
We need the heart of a Garistro, and we needed the blood of
a demon lord.
Of a demon lord, oh, or the ichor. We got the ichor from Jublex.
Fair enough.
Yep.
Do you know any Garigarus? What are they called?
Garistros.
That. Garigarus, what he said.
I haven't seen one in quite some time. They mainly hang around with the Minotaurs.
Mm. You said there are plural Minotaurs?
Yes. I mean, there's always Minotaurs in the labyrinth, but they're more have come since Baphomet has.
Are there any minions of Baphomet or... I already lost it.
Yinagu
in the gallery.
No, they stay clear.
Are there any secret passages that are safe from here to the gallery?
Oh, no. But I do know the ways to get through the labyrinth. I've been down here since Yinagu came.
Ask him what we can expect in the gallery.
Well, if they're staying clear.
Yeah, I mean, why are they staying clear? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Because the Gallery of Angels, man.
No, it's detect magic. We'll figure it out. yeah.
He will say that he doesn't know what's in the Gallery of Angels. He just knows that he's been told to
stay. Yeah, I mean, I would assume he's never been in there.
But he knows the area that he is supposed to steer clear of.
Right. Yeah. Why do they tell you to steer clear of it?
What would he know?
Bobkiss.
He doesn't know anything. I mean, it's above his pay grade. He's been told by a demon lord, don't go there.
The last guy who asked head was in the room we just passed.
Yeah.
Why does Garistro allow Baphomet's minions to hurt you?
You mean Yinagu?
Yeah, sure. What'd I say?
We hunt them, they hunt us.
Gotcha.
I was captured by them.
How'd you get out?
Told them I would help.
Help
told
them.
Told them I would lure people back, and I'm trying to get out.
How do we know that you're not trying to lure us to them? Insight 19 on the die.
It's not out of his realm of thinking. But the fact that you guys aren't smacking him around, aren't treating him awful, you see kind of like
an opportunistic glint in his eye?
No, like a whipped puppy who is being petted for the first time.
Mm. Opportunistic glint in his eye. Like, oh, this person might not
abuse me, and yeah. That's not what I thought you meant by opportunistic glint.
No.
Like, he was going to take advantage of you.
He is, just not the way you think.
Yeah. So, what do you guys think?
Let's go check out the gallery.
Can you guide us through as best you can? And we'll do our best to keep you safe?
I will do my best. My mind is not what it was, but I will try.
Your mind's not what it was, how?
Basically, he's been beat to shit by Minotaurs. Lesser Restoration would heal him.
Lesser Restoration.
Otherwise, he's going to be at disadvantage on checks to guide you. And...
Yeah, Lesser Restoration.
Okay, yeah.
I'm perfectly fine burning a second level spell for that.
And it's like a whipped dog. I mean, you reach out towards him, and he flinches away, and... Just your touch, and the feeling the magic and feeling restored, like you actually give a shit. You see a total change in him.
Okay.
Yeah, this is a loyal dog now. This is a. I mean, you. Part of what you guys would have seen in that wizard's tower, in the books and stuff, there's all kinds of stuff on demons. There's all kinds of stuff on the demon lords. There would have been stuff on gnolls, too.
Mm-hmm.
Gnolls, the way they're connected to Yinagu is a primal fucking hunger. The entire basis of Yinagu is consumption.
Tough.
And you kind of saw that when he was running around on his own,
but just consuming everything in his path,
anything he could. And yeah. It's like there now he kind of sees more to life, more to the world. I don't know.
The gnoll,
yes.
seems to see that.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Treating him decent, healing him, things like that.
You start spinning in a slow circle. People, let me tell you about my best friend.
Yes, there is a hyena following around the turtle like he is his best friend.
We could dance if you want to.
Mama.
It's literally Tokar and Razor. Mama.
Except Razor was a wolf and hyenas are feline. So no.
So you guys have a fairly easy way through this. I mean, he will point out tunnels that the minotaurs are down there. We need to go this way. We need gnolls were that way. Gnolls went this way and never came back. We'll go this way. And he just keeps ducking down different tunnels. And eventually he leads you to another overhang, mm-hmm. like before you came into the tunnels. And it's looking down into another set of where tunnels open up. And you hear the sounds of battle.
Mm.
And you guys can creep up to the edge and look over if you want.
Yeah.
Down below, you see a giant red minotaur with like gold horns, just beating the shit out of gnolls. They keep darting in and like trying to bite at the back of his legs and duck out before he can swing. And eventually, they all just ring around him and they all start chanting. And in comes this enormous gnoll. Dragging this flail, and everybody make me a charisma save.
Not 18. 18.
Cool.
9.
11.
19. No, wait a minute. Is that an 8 or a 6? 19, yeah.
Schroeder.
Yep.
Take a point of madness.
Good luck getting Lester to restore you.
The glaive can.
I can stab him and heal him?
No, you have less. You know that. You've already used it on me, you jackass.
I stab him.
Oh, no, I guess lesser restoration wouldn't do it.
No. I stab him. Why isn't this working? Just.
Okay. Hey, you got 5 minutes. Let's see. See how crazy you go.
No, I just fucking go into my shell and drop.
Oh, no. No.
Yertle.
Is it turtly enough for the turtle club?
I was thinking more Leonardo and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3.
Roll me a D100, Schroeder.
That's a lot of options.
Mm-hmm.
A D what?
100.
Oh, boy.
Odd 6.
You're paralyzed, so you don't. I think it would have been funny if you'd like taken off over the edge or something like that, but you're just paralyzed for a few minutes. Yeah, you could duck into your shell.
Just slide down. And just
crap. You see the circle of gnolls just chant as Unigo comes in and goes one on one with a Garistro.
Minotaurs can be Garistros?
Garistros are demonic Minotaurs.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's good to know.
I don't know why, but...
We covered it at one point, it's been a while.
In my head, I knew that we needed something from a Minotaur.
Okay, so yeah. we need his heart.
Yeah. In my head, I was thinking that the Garistro demon was like an ape-like demon, which they fought.
That's another one.
They fought that in the first part. But I thought it was a Garistro, and I was wrong that it was a Garistro. It was something else.
Yep, I can't remember the name of it.
Can you use Mage Hand and Kalima, that guy?
I'm not going to draw attention while the, Demon Lord down there is...
It'd be pretty metal if you could just rip its heart out with Mage Hand.
We have a new friend who's friends with the Demon Lord. Can you introduce
Silence.
Us?
Silence. I don't cast it, I just...
He just does this, and you feel
oddly
compelled.
He waves his hand like he's casting it, and when he says it, he's like, "Oh, I'm under silence. I might as well not talk."
You watch this battle go on. The demon lord takes hits, but he's
a demon lord.
He's a demon lord, and he eventually rips through this Garistro.
Perfect.
Yeah.
What happens to the corpse?
He leaves it there, and eventually. Yinagu goes off back down the tunnels and leaves. And a bunch of gnolls and hyenas come in to start eating the corpse.
We need the heart first.
Yep. Can we stop? Stop there, please. Stop. I mean, this is your chance if you'd like to cast a spell or anything, because otherwise...
How long
Kira's
does the fight last?
Long enough. You're fine.
Cool.
I just wanted to see if you were going to cause a ruckus.
Get your friend to help us stop them from eating the corpse.
Exactly what I was thinking about.
That would be great.
Hey, do we want to let them know, make our gnoll dude tell the other gnolls that Yinigu doesn't want the heart eaten?
That would be very helpful.
It will make you into one of them.
That's a good plan.
Yep, do it.
Yeah, let's do that.
So send Gash down.
No.
Oh.
No. I think we're going to wait to see how they eat. And then dependent on if they're actually getting to the innards, then I'll yell out. Or Nash and I will stand hand in hand and yell out.
Yeah, I mean it is a feral feeding. They're shredding the corpse. It will not take long for them.
So then we'll yell out and say, "Don't touch the heart, it will make you into one of them." And then Yinagu will kill you too.
So you're yelling this out in Abyssal.
Yes.
With Nash backing him up.
It's an option.
Yeah.
Let's see what happens. We're holding hands.
Make me a persuasion check at disadvantage.
Like a flash.
Come on, genius.
You could use words.
We don't do that here.
I'm not trying to necessarily tell you how to play your character. We're trying to give you clues to how to help. Nope.
Rage.
Okay.
That was again running down the hill.
It was the disadvantage was a one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sweet.
I rolled a one and a four. Sorry, guys. I thought it was kind of a cool idea.
After he does that, I go, Kira screams like Xena warrior princess and goes running down the hill, glaive ignited.
Sweet.
Should we maybe not be yelling in the labyrinth so it echoes?
Echoes.
Oh, no, there's been plenty of yelling.
I know. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's going to make a bunch of difference, man.
Limit the yelling.
Okay. Is anybody else going to do anything from up here?
How far down is the overhang?
We'll say 80 feet.
Okay. I will start sprinting after Kira.
So they are 80 feet from us, or...
No, there's a difference from elevation of 80 feet.
Yeah. We'll say there is a slope that you guys can charge down.
I surf on my shield.
Are you firing a bow at the same time?
No, sadly I don't have a bow.
No, he's throwing
it. No, you're an artillerist.
Right.
Yeah, he leaves the cannon up top of the hill and he rides down and throws his fucking...
Well... Picking a different cannon because one is a spell attack, and that probably didn't sound very wise with how he described the Ferzeres.
It's only for spell casting.
Make a ranged spell attack.
No. Unless you're casting a spell, it's not going to.
Okay.
Yeah.
In that case, 120 feet. Fuck yeah.
I mean, like, do we get an action to do something?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's a bunch of gnolls. I'm assuming you're going to throw a fireball down there and nuke them. It's not super complicated.
Don't destroy the heart.
I don't want to destroy the
heart. Well, I was going to say,
it's a demon that's resistant to fire.
Oh, well.
So.
Well, I just assumed it was resistant when it was alive. I didn't assume it was resistant when it was dead.
I continue to charge, screaming wildly.
Yep.
Inciting combat.
You're far enough away, it's going to take a little bit. Long enough for Lucas to look through his spells.
I like the idea
doing something, sir?
Of Lucas doing that in real time. Like, I'm running down the hill full speed.
He's
like an Olympic athlete. He's going, fire? Fire?
Can I just jump over the side Tommy and then when Chin, I get, like,
Tommy Chong?
50 feet well, down, blink to the
I thought
floor.
It was going
to
hurt the corpse. But
is that a thing? Not,
then
blink.
Sorry, I think
Misty Step?
Misty Step, yeah.
You have Misty Step?
Yeah.
I think it's only 30 feet, isn't it?
Yeah, that's why in the 80 foot, once I'm 50 foot down, I'd misty step.
I wouldn't have a problem with that.
I just don't want him to get too far ahead. So depending on how far ahead he is.
I'll throw a fireball at him. If it's not going to hurt the corpse, then that's fine.
Yes. You could reason that out.
Okay.
Fireball.
Boom.
Yeah. They're like first level characters. They're blown to pieces.
They did.
Yeah. There's a bunch of dead hyenas and gnolls.
Collect the heart.
Yeah, you can collect the heart.
Check it off.
Nailed it.
Now, where's this gallery of angels?
That way. Gash will point you in the right direction.
We have a bag of holding already, right? Okay.
I imagine this heart is large.
Yeah. I would
think basketball.
Well, you said, that's what I was going to ask before you said there was the demon lord, but you said a giant minotaur. I don't know if you meant thematic, like, is it thematically giant? Is it actually giant?
I think they're huge. They are size huge.
I looked at their stats a little bit, but they're size huge, according to the interwebs.
Hey, Balgura is the...
Balgura. That's... Yeah.
Bagheera.
Why the hell am I not seeing
Bagheera.
It is a huge fiend.
So huge is one step above large, right?
Correct.
Okay.
It's 15 feet across.
Basketball. So the heart's probably the size of basketball. Yeah.
It'll fit the bag. Let's move on.
Just squeeze it a little bit, like an orange or something.
Yeah.
It's malleable.
Yeah, you guys collect the Garistro heart and start advancing down the next tunnel towards the Gallery of Angels.
Awesome.
Our title track, Elders, is provided by Sleep for the Weary off their debut album, Nocturnes. Learn more about the band at sleepfortheweary.com. Want to continue the conversation? Find us on Facebook at Fans of the Rancor's Brothel or on Twitter at Rancor's_Brothel. Need more actual play episodes? Find over 1,000 individual episodes at our website, rancorsbrothel.com. Thank you for listening. Much love, and keep circulating the tapes.